Welcome back to Indians Warm Up. Time for the Key Bank Manager Show with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. Following a 3-0 Tribe victory here in Chicago in the series opener last night, Tito, as long as this game's been around, pitching's been such a big key. And when you have a guy like Corey Kluber, who is capable of doing what he did last night, that has to make a manager's job a little bit easier.
You know, I know you got to score runs. We all do. But when you pitch, you always give yourself a chance. And Kluber's went out. And he worked quick because it was a cold night. He threw strikes. He allowed our defense. I mean, I thought Santana made a great play, you know, down the line. It was kind of a game changer. You know, Lonnie Chisenhall coming in, making that throw. We played a crisp game, but I think it started with Klubs just because of the way he was throwing the ball.
And when you look at his performance last night, it sounded like in the bullpen there was some apprehension there as to what he had coming into a ball game. But he seems to have that capability of being able to find.
You know, and I mentioned it, but I don't think it was apprehension. I think it was just more – I'll always ask Mick, just habit. I'm not sure what the heck he's going to tell me to make me change my mind. But he just said, you know, it was cold down there and his breaking ball wasn't quite as crisp as you would see it. But he still had that late movement. And when he has late movement, I think that's – one of the keys to making him so successful, because the ball goes both ways and it's kind of hard to zero in on him. And plus he just, you know, he's got experience now and he knows what he's doing and, you know, he pays attention. He's a really good pitcher, and that was a really good game.
And you mentioned the defense, notably Carlos Santana. What has he done? Because this is not the first time this season he's made some good plays at first base. What has he done to make himself a good first baseman?
You know what, Rosie? It's not just his first base play. I would say it's his whole game, his whole demeanor. I mean, not too often do you see a veteran that makes the adjustments mid-career that we see with Santana. I mean, he's a better teammate. And I'm not saying he wasn't a good one before, but he seems to be in a really good place with himself, and it shows on the field. He's there for people. He cares. He'll play multiple positions. I mean, you know, he came in and volunteered to play right field. I think he's in a really good place.
When you look at the lineup yesterday, you had Jason Kipnis back, and I know you touched on it with Tom talking to Jason about where he would bat. You also reached out to other members of the front office, and we had Chris Antonetti on the warm-up show earlier. He was a part of it. These other lineups, how did that go, and what was the idea behind it?
Well, you know, we were just talking yesterday, and I said, maybe just tell the guys to go ahead and have some fun and put together some lineups, irregardless of, you know, just put down lineups that made sense on paper. I just wanted to look at them, and the guys did a really good job. They all were really conscientious about it. They all had pretty interesting thoughts. And I think when it came down to it, we're probably all on the same page. I think it's sometimes if you're concerned about hitting somebody too low, that's a good thing. I'd much rather have that than be trying to search for guys in the lineup, you know, to fill out a lineup. So I think it's a really good thing. I also thought Kip showed a ton of maturity when I talked to him yesterday, because I did have some anxiety about that. And he handled it so well that I was really proud of him.
On to tonight's game. The White Sox have to make a switch in their starting pitcher. Mike Pelfrey will be here. There were preparations for James Shields a little bit. How big a challenge is that, the late change at starting pitcher?
You know what? I think when it's a guy that we've faced, it's not as big a deal. It's going to come down to how he pitches or how we approach it. Sometimes when it's a rookie that you don't know, that can be a little difficult just because guys have never seen him. But we've seen Pelfrey, you know, he's seen us. It's not going to be, you know, the not knowing factor. It's going to be who does better.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the Key Bank Manager Show. Stay tuned. The Indians and White Sox game 2 of the series after this timeout on the Indians Radio Network.